Welcome back into Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. We're taking a look at all the top college and NFL games for the week. Inside the Numbers, as always, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Mike, moving into the SEC West, and you know, I'll tell you, this still confuses me when I talk about Missouri in the SEC East, and you know, it throws me. But anyway, in the SEC West, at 7 p.m. on ESPN, Texas A&M travels to Starkville to take on the Bulldogs. Texas A&M 5-2, Mississippi State 4-3. A&M off last Saturday. The Bulldogs went down to Baton Rouge, lost by 16. They were -3 in turnovers, too many missed assignments. A&M, you look at their schedule, their only two losses to Alabama and Clemson.
Yeah, I think A&M's ahead of schedule. Maybe not in Jimbo Fisher's eyes, but much better and much further along than I thought they would be through seven games. Mississippi State, they started 3-0. They've known to get off to fast starts. But now they've lost three of their last four games. In this game, the Bulldogs opened as a 3 or 3.5 point favorite. Public starting to play A&M, so they're down to 1 or 1.5 now.
Joe Moorhead still kind of feeling his way around the SEC. This is his first experience with Southern football. I'll never forget hearing Dan Mullen talk about how that, you know, they knew of the SEC being at Notre Dame and at Utah and Bowling Green, where they were. Of course, everybody knows about SEC football. He said, but it took them a little bit of time to get adjusted to the style that's played in the SEC. And I see that with Joe Moorhead in some of his play calling and everything. He's still kind of calling not to sound a regionalist here, but he's still calling plays like a northern offensive coordinator. He's going to have to continue to adjust himself to the SEC brand of football. Of course, Jimbo Fisher, he didn't have to make any adjustments to the SEC. He's very familiar with the SEC, coached in it for many, many years. I look at this game, and I was surprised the Bulldogs opened a 3-point favorite. When I look at A&M's losses, I think both of those are quality losses, and I saw them gut out a win against a pretty dang good Kentucky team at home a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a good win, and it also kind of validated Kentucky's status as well. Aggies have covered 7 of their last 8 games. The previous games before that, about a 10-game straight stretch, they were awful against the spread. State went into College Station last year. They beat A&M 35-14. I like A&M to avenge that loss and win this game Saturday night. The Bulldogs have spent a lot of mental energy the last four games, and I think their tank might be a little depleted.
Texas 6-1 going into Stillwater, taking on Oklahoma State 4-3. That's the primetime game on ABC Saturday night. Texas, they are back. They're alone in first place of the Big 12. Their only loss, opener on the road at Maryland. Oklahoma State 1-3 in Big 12 play, 4-3 overall. Longhorn quarterback Sam Ellinger, he was injured in that Baylor win. He's listed as questionable. I think he'll play in this game without any question or what have you. But, and again, I said that tongue-in-cheek coming into the preview right here. You know, Texas, they think they're back. I mean, I'm just not sold.
Nor am I. I don't have Texas in my top 10, but they are the only Big 12 team without a conference loss. Of the 10 teams in the Big 12, 6 have 3 or more losses. Texas Tech has 2 losses. Then you have Texas, OU, and West Virginia, all with just 1 loss. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see every Big 12 team with two or more losses after the championship game.
And I think even to get into the championship game, there may be they may have to break out the rule book with some tiebreakers and everything else to see who actually gets into the game. After Oklahoma State, Texas still has to play West Virginia, Texas Tech, and Iowa State. Oklahoma, they've got to go on the road and take on Texas Tech and West Virginia. When you look at the schedule, the best that the Big 12 can hope for, because they want somebody in the playoffs, okay? That's their goal. They want a team in the playoffs. But the best that they can hope for is for Oklahoma, West Virginia, or Texas to win out and hope, and just hope that a one-loss conference champion is going to get in.
Right, that's what they're hoping for. But in order for that to happen, Coach, that would mean 8 or even 9 of the 10 teams are going to have 3 losses or more. So that, again, that's going to hurt the champions' cause. And I just think the Big 12 is in a tough position. If OU wins out, maybe they get in. I don't know about – I don't even know if West Virginia would get in. If Notre Dame and Clemson went out, then it's really a moot point because the Big 12 is going to be left out. When I look at numbers in the game, Texas opened as a 1.5-point favorite. Now they're 3 or 3.5. History in this series, it favors Texas. The favorites covered 8 of the last 9 meetings, and the road team has covered 9 of the last 11.
Primetime game on CBS is Navy, only 2-5 this year, taking on undefeated Notre Dame in San Diego. Brian Kelly, I think he's done a good job this year. This is a down year for the midshipmen. But again, the Irish can't afford to overlook them right now.
No. And Notre Dame's a huge favorite, 24 points, which is a lot of points in this series. The playoff spot for the Irish, it's there for the taking. They're going to be favored in each of their 5 remaining games. And just like Navy, the other 4 opponents are all down. They're down from previous years, but it's still not a shoe-in for the Irish to be undefeated in this stretch. They have a road trip to Northwestern, which Northwestern, they don't impress me that much, but they did only lose by 3 to Michigan. They play Syracuse in Yankee Stadium. That's an odd venue. Florida State's at home. They have athletes. And then they have to go back to the West Coast for that finale versus USC.
Interesting schedule for the Irish moving forward. Now, since 1927, these two teams, Navy and Notre Dame, they've played every single year. Irish lead the series 75-13-1. Mike, wrap your head around this. Since before you were born in 1964, okay, and you weren't born in 64, but starting in 1964, all the way to 2006, Notre Dame won every one of these contests. But when you look at the last 11 games, Navy has 4 wins. Notre Dame changed quarterbacks earlier in the season. Ian Book, he's energized this team. This is not the Notre Dame offense we saw against Michigan and Vanderbilt.
It's not. And I know that Notre Dame dominated Navy for all those years, and Navy got kind of up to par to where they could compete. The road team in this series, and I don't really know who the road team is here because they're both from they're playing in San Diego, but the road team is 18-5 the last 23 meetings. Irish, you mentioned Ian Book. They look like a different team with him at the helm. He can stretch defenses. Navy's going to try to shorten the game, and they want to keep it close until the fourth quarter to give themselves a chance. This Navy team is considerably weaker than past years and several phases of the game. The Irish, they haven't been this big of a favorite over Navy since 2002.
We'll see if the Irish can continue their flight, what have you, to the national playoffs and see what they can do. Yeah, if they win, they're in, no doubt about it. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at NFL on Inside the Numbers after this quick break.